Most terrorist attacks don't make major headlines because they kill people in places most of us had never heard of. Terrorism dominates the headlines in the West for several reasons. Naturally, in the post 9/11 era, we are all more attuned to this form of violence because, well, 9/11. What was formerly a niche specialty amongst academics, but also something security, intelligence, and law enforcement agencies have been monitoring forever as part of their mandates, suddenly became something we all had to pay attention to. U.S. scholar Brian Jenkins has come up with some great lines about why terrorism is so scary and why it grabs our interest. He wrote that terrorism is theater, and that terrorists don't want a lot of people dead, they want a lot of people watching. Actually, with respect to the latter, I think they want both, but I get Brian's idea. So what if an attack happens where there's neither a large number of casualties or no one's watching? Do we care about it? How do we find out about it? On this day in 2011, unidentified people on motorbikes attacked a construction crew in the port city of Gwadar in Balochistan province, an area in southwestern Pakistan, killing 11. All in all, four gunmen were involved. They all successfully fled the scene. Okay, first, where in the world is Gwadar? Well, as noted, it is a port city in Pakistan, which has received a lot of attention from China of all places in recent years. It is part of that country's One Belt, One Road plan, and China claims it will make the coastal city the single largest contributor to Pakistan's national economic output in 7 years by creating 47,000 jobs and new investments worth billions of dollars. Secondly, there have been a number of terrorist incidents in Balochistan over many, many years. One terrorist group in particular, the Balochistan Liberation Army, or BLA, has been involved in attacks in the region, including ones targeting Chinese engineers, and has been added to the United States Specially Designated Global Terrorist List, or SDGT. I have no idea, and I wonder if Pakistani authorities themselves know whether the BLA was behind this particular attack. Given their history, there's a real possibility that they were. What I do know is that we will see more attacks from these terrorists in Balochistan. So, the next time someone asks you where is Gwadar and where is Balochistan, you can show off your knowledge. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.